A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. I would like to also welcome you specially to the last month of year 2023. What a faithful God we serve. God started you on a very good note this year, 2023, January the 1st. And here you are today, December 1st. You are still standing. Very many people started the year with us, but they are here no more. They have gone to the great beyond. But we are grateful to God that we are still alive, not because we are better than those who have slept, not because we are more righteous or holy, not because we deserve to be alive. It is not because it is a right. It is just a benefit that we have received from God. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. And so I'd like you to enter into this month on a note of thanksgiving, with a heart of gratitude to God, irrespective of what God has not done in your life. What have you believed God for that has not happened? Maybe your expectations in 2023, your projections, your plans, your prayer point, December 31, 2022, as you were crossing over to the new year 2023, maybe those expectations, those desires and prayer requests have not all been met or have not been met or granted at all. But the fact that you are alive today is one major reason. If that is the only reason you have, it is enough to praise God. For the dead cannot praise God. There is no praise of the Almighty God in the grave, where we will all go at one time or the other. But that you are still alive today, don't forget what the scripture says. It is only the living that should praise the Lord. And so because you are alive today, I'd like you to lift your voice of thanksgiving to God and just begin to thank Him. Thank Him for the gift of life. Thank Him for your children. Thank Him for your spouse. And if you are not married, thank Him for your life. Thank Him for your spouse that will soon come. Thank Him for the things He has done. Look for something to bless the name of the Lord, for it is important for us to show appreciation to God. Be that one leper out of 10 that has returned to give thanks to God, having done 11 months out of 12. Having now stepped into the 12th month of the year, lift your voice and give Him praise. He wants to hear your voice of thanksgiving. Father, I am indeed very grateful for the gift of life. I thank You. For it is only the living that we praise You, as I am doing today. Alaji. Alaye. Niyomayo. Alaye niyomayon. Alaye niyomayon. Bawati she loni oluwa. The book of Isaiah chapter 38 verse 19, the prophet said, the living, He shall praise thee as I do this day. The father to the children shall make known thy truth. It is only the living that can praise God. And do not forget, the Bible says, to him that is joined to the living, there is still hope. So there is hope for you that you are still alive. The fact that you are still alive is enough hope, is enough reason for you to praise God, because there is hope of a better tomorrow, of a glorious tomorrow for you. And so what are we saying? We owe God gratitude for life. If you have no other reason, life is enough reason for you to praise God. I'd like you to go before God again and say, Father, I am thankful. I am grateful for the gift of life. I am grateful for preservation, for preserving me. I am grateful for seeing me through the month of January, for seeing me through the month of February and March. and April and May and June and July and August and September and October and November. I am grateful. I am confident that you will see me through this last month. I am grateful you will preserve me, see me through in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name, we have given thanks. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 8, the Bible says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. I'd like you to lift your voice of prayers and say, Father, let this end of the year be better for me than the beginning. Let me end this year better than I started it in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift up your voice. Father, let this end of the year season be better for me than the beginning thereof. Let me end the year 2023 better than I started it. Let this year, this end of the year, be better for my household. Let it be better for my business. Let it be better for my ministry than at the beginning. Let us end this year better than we started it. Father, your word says better is the end of a thing than the beginning. Therefore, I pray that you will make this end of the year season better for me and my house than the beginning. Make it better for my business, for my endeavors than the beginning. Make it better for my ministry than the beginning. Let us record better results. Let us have better testimonies and greater testimonies to the praise of the glory of your name. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Let us lay claim to the promise in the book of Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse number 11. The word of God says, I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruit. And I will settle you after your old estates, and will do better unto you than at your beginning. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Say, Father, do better to me this end of the year season than the beginning in the name of Jesus. Do better unto me. Multiply upon me, man, and resources. Increase my fruits. Increase my output. Increase my result. Settle me and do better unto me than the beginning in the name of Jesus. Father, this is my prayer, that according to your word, you will do better unto me this end of the year season, this last 31 days in year 2023, you will do better unto me than the beginning of the year. You will do better this last month than the first 11 months. According to your words, you will multiply men and means unto me. You will multiply resources unto me. In the name of Jesus, you will increase me and bring fruit to me. You will increase my result. You will settle me this end of the year. Don't let this year go without my being divinely settled according to my desires, according to your word. In the name of Jesus, settle me, O God, and do better for me this end of the year than the beginning. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'd like you to take charge of these 31 days in the month of December. You are going to pray, I take charge of these 31 days in December, and I declare that each day of this month will profit and prosper me. I declare my life shall be preserved these 31 days in the month of December. My family shall be preserved. There will be no vacancy for evil in my life and in my family. In the name of Jesus, make that declaration. I declare by the Spirit of the Living God, I take charge of the 31 days of the month of December. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over each day. I redeem each day by the blood of Jesus. No evil shall befall me or my house. I reject whatever evil may be in the month of December. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the months will profit me. Each day will profit and prosper me, and God's name will be glorified. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names that this last month of the year shall be your best month so far. you will see the hand of the Almighty God in every department of your life. The Lord will do better unto you this end of the year season than the beginning thereof. You will end this year better than you started it. You will end this year with blessings. You will end it with results. You won't end it on an empty note. God will give you something great to show in the precious name of Jesus. I declare each day of this month is redeemed by the blood of Jesus for you. Each day will profit you. Each day will prosper you. You will have no portion in whatever evil may be flowing this month. You will have no portion in any evil that may be in this month in the name of Jesus. You will end well. You will end better. And God's name will be glorified. The Lord who has preserved you the first 11 months of the year will preserve you this last month of the year. In the name of Jesus, you will end with great results, and the Lord will say to you, his name will be glorified in your life. In Jesus' precious name, amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us in our 12 days of prayer and fasting to take over the year 2024. Let's prepare in advance. Let's strategize in advance. Let's take charge in advance. Beginning from today, for the next 12 days, 5:30 p.m. at the Light Cathedral. It's a prophetic prayer meeting to possess year 2024 in advance. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. It promises to be great, and the Lord will bless you as you attend. Forward this message and share this link with your contact. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Graceman. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodun, wishing you a very prosperous new month, and the Lord bless you.